I believe in the power of story. And for those of you that know me, I know that comes as a shock. But I'm also have a skeptical mind. I can relate to the disciple Thomas, who said he wouldn't believe in the resurrection until he touched the wounds in the side and on his feet. I want to know the methods behind the magic tricks. I want to know what happens when a caterpillar goes into a chrysalis and emerges as a butterfly. At the same time, I believe in the power of the great story, the great story that reaches back 2,000 years to two sleepy little towns called Bethlehem and Nazareth, in a little out-of-the-way place that some people call Palestine between great empires. The story that's primarily found in the Bible, in the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. One place to begin this great story is with this young woman named Mary. She's engaged to a much older man named... An angel comes to Mary and tells her that she's pregnant, that she's carrying in her body the Son of God, and that the baby will be named... That out of all the women in the whole history of the world, that she is the one who's going to carry God's Son to birth, that she is the most blessed woman of all time. And Mary has to tell Joseph that she's pregnant with the Son of God. And of course, he's skeptical and he doesn't believe her, and he plans to break off the engagement till he also gets a visit from an angel in a dream that tells him Mary is telling the truth. Mary really is carrying the Son of God, the one who's been talked about for hundreds of years, the one who will be the Messiah. And then larger political forces step in, and Joseph has to travel to Bethlehem. It's his ancestral home, to be counted in a census. And Mary goes with him, riding on a donkey, because she's 9 months pregnant. And when they finally arrive in Bethlehem, they are not welcome. They cannot find a place to stay because they're poor, because they're not important, because they come from another place. Finally, someone takes pity on them and allows them to stay in the stable. And Jesus is born, and they put him in a... And then the sky is filled with angels announcing the birth of the Christ child, but the angels go to the lowest of the low, the shepherds in the field. And then later, astronomer magicians show up from far-off places, and King Herod finds out something is up, so the Holy Family has to flee as refugees to Egypt. And that's only the beginning of the story of the life of Jesus. My skeptical mind wants to relegate this tale to a warm and fuzzy story for children that we trot out once a year in December with the cookies and the lights and the presents. But I believe in the power of this great story, the story of God incarnate being born among us as a defenseless baby to unmarried parents who are outsiders and who are refugees. When I hear the caravans of people in Mexico walking toward hope, I'm hearing the story of Christmas. When I hear of people being marginalized because of their identity, I'm hearing the story of Christmas. When I hear calls for justice for the oppressed, I'm hearing the stories of Christmas. When I hear someone say, "You are known and loved by God and by us here at CMC Home," I'm hearing the story of Christmas. This I believe.